is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court has struck down a ban on bump stocks.
It's not about the constitutionality. It's about the wrong actor trying to implement this restriction.
Legal contributor Jessica Levinson on the High Court's 6-3 ruling today, reversing a ban on a device that pumps up the firing power of semi-automatic weapons to machine gun levels. Correspondent Jan Crawford is in Washington.
Here is an issue that 70 to 80% of American people support, a widely supported gun control measure. This should go back to Congress, which could pass a law banning bump stocks tomorrow. There's nothing to suggest that would violate the Second Amendment, but they have not been able to have the political will to do it.
The ban was enacted during the Trump administration after mass shootings in Las Vegas and at a high school in Parkland, Florida. That school, Stoneman Douglas High, is being demolished today. Gina Hoyer's 15-year-old son was among more than a dozen children shot and killed by a former student.
I do understand it needs to come down for healing for the community.
Four staffers were also killed. A judge is expected to decide today if conspiracy theorist Alex Jones can liquidate his assets to begin paying $1.5 billion to families of the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting victims. Jones spoke as he entered the courthouse.
This is about the destruction of the First Amendment in America. These people want me silenced. It is completely and totally transparent.
Jones claimed the shooting was a hoax. There's rain in the forecast through tomorrow morning and flooded out South Florida.
I never see like that flooding here. It was flooding and so many cars was stuck in the water.
A tropical disturbance dumped up to 20 inches of rain there this week. Forecasters say the next round of precipitation could trigger additional flash flooding. At least two deaths are blamed on the weather. Pope Francis steals the spotlight at the G7 summit in southern Italy. CBS's Nancy Cordes is there.
He is focusing on artificial intelligence. He has made AI really a central focus for the Vatican, talking about the fact that this developing technology needs to be harnessed so that it is used ethically.
Police in Texas have captured an inmate who bolted during a court appearance in Houston yesterday after he allegedly held a staffer at gunpoint and tried to hijack their car. Major Saul Suarez with the Harris County Sheriff's Office.
We're able to also arrest two other suspects for the charge of hindering apprehension. The suspect did resist. Our officers and deputies deployed taser.
Police say they found Nigel Sanders at his mother's home early this morning. The Dow is down 123 points. S&P off 18. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Over a dozen Racine and Kenosha County first responders helped put out a massive barn fire in Summers yesterday. No animals or humans were injured. During his State of the County address this week, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave proposed over $120 million in projects. Those include upgrades to the 911 system and repairs to the Reef Point Marina. An Ascension employee accidentally downloaded a malicious file. That's what caused the cyber attack. The healthcare provider is offering free credit monitoring to patients. The bus company Coach USA, owner of Wisconsin Coach, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Bus services are expected to continue. A Hard Rock Casino is set to open in Rockford in August. The proposed $360 million Kenosha Casino has received preliminary local approvals, but still needs federal and state authorization. Around 700 runners will participate in the 46th annual Lighthouse Run in Racine tomorrow. The course runs along Lake Michigan and ends with a party at Festival Park. Racine's Sneakerball Juneteenth celebration tonight will recognize community volunteers. The Juneteenth parade is tomorrow morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
baseball tonight. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. Freddy Peralta against the Reds, Hunter Green. The Cubs lost again last night to the Tampa Bay Rays, 3-2. Chicago has now lost 8 of their last 9 series. NFL, Green Bay Packers have signed their first-round draft pick. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, he was asked what does he think it'll take to earn a starting job this fall.
Every day you strive to be the best. You strive to be your best, and you compete with yourself first before you compete with everybody else, and that's the one thing I want to do.
College football, Mason Posa is a 6'3" high school linebacker from New Mexico, ranked as one of the best players in the nation. Last night, Posa announced what school he's committed to.
And for the moment, we've all been waiting for it. For the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be committed to University of Wisconsin.
That's linebacker Mason Posa with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
High pressure is taking over, giving us beautiful blue skies and plenty of sunshine. Highs today will rise to the upper 70s and feel quite comfortable. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with showers arriving by the afternoon and heavy rain by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
WRJN. Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
When the truth is found to be.
Thank you.
WRJN with local news, timeless hits, and on the weekends. We got a great, great show called Rock and Roll Never Forgets with Terry Havel. It's from 10 to 2 tomorrow on WRJN. The stories behind the songs. Here's Diana Ross and the Supremes, Reflections.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone. With only memories through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of
Local news, timeless hits, Elvis, Burning Love. This hour's keyword, no, because this hour, there is no keyword, because it's next hour. And this is the last day of our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. So today at 1, less than an hour away, your last chance on my show anyway, to download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find WRJN, and then use that text button to send the keyword. What is it? You'll find out at 1 right here on WRJN.
Check, check, 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss 3 unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free 2-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free 2-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
the original version of Twist and Shout, the Isley Brothers. Father's Day this week, and my favorite story about my dad just got bounced out of a small college. My dad just got laid off from his insulation job that made it best us, and we're both sitting on the front stoop. And I'm telling my dad, I have no idea what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. And my dad goes, yeah, me neither. Good talk, Dad. Good talk. It's Sugarloaf on Green Eyed Lady at WRJN.
Green Eyed Lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green Eyed Lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green Eyed Lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green Eyed Lady, feels like I never see.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Tell a friend. And, of course, the Brewers. They all together to make the perfect soundtrack to summer. Next game is this afternoon at 6:35. The Reds taking on the Milwaukee Brewers, and you can hear it live on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM WRJN. At State News, and Stuart J. Waddles with local news next on WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump is walking back what he said about Milwaukee being a horrible city. Punchbowl News reports Trump made the remark to U.S. House Republicans yesterday. Trump tells Fox News he was referring to crime and unproven accusations of election fraud. Trump says he loves Milwaukee. Fewer than 2% of state lawmakers around the country hold down working-class jobs. That's according to a new study from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. Co-author Nicholas Carnes says that skews lawmakers' perspectives.
If there's a problem facing lawyers, you can be darn sure